The Hanson Meade family has been an important part of Wyoming history. Not only are they well-known ranchers in Teton County, but they have yielded two governors and even a writer. Muffy Meade Farrow has written a memoir of growing up in that family, and it's called Its Head Came Off by Accident. Much of the book focuses on her view of ranch life and of her mother, Mary Meade.
You know, most people who read the book come away thinking that I had sort of an interesting relationship with my mother, which I did. It was a relationship of great admiration, but it was also one, you know, I wasn't the most confident person growing up. I think my brothers, Brad and Matt, probably had a lot more confidence as to their role on the ranch, the cattle ranch that we all grew up on. I never felt like I was making the contribution that I should have. And frankly, I couldn't wait to get off the ranch and get to the big city where I could do a totally different kind of job. And that's what I ended up doing. I went into advertising, working in advertising agencies in Salt Lake City and in New York City. And it really wasn't until my mother died, and this is where I start the book, essentially, that it hit me how much I had loved that childhood growing up on the ranch, how much I owed my ancestors, including my mother and father, my grandparents and my great-grandparents, and what I would give to have that kind of a life back, not just for myself, but for my own children. And so it was that total change in perspective, that gratitude, that appreciation, that understanding that for, I think, so many people comes along belatedly. You know, I think people will relate to that, that a lot of times, even if you've had a fabulous childhood, you don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate it until you get a little bit older. And for me, like I said, the departure quite suddenly of my mother was, you know, a shock to the system, absolutely. But it also changed my perspective so much about what I had had growing up.
Tell us about Mary Meade.
Well, she was such a Wyomingite. She really thought that Wyoming was the greatest state in the nation. You know, she never apologized about Wyoming. She always felt that since we're in Wyoming, yes, we should have this and we should have this and we should have that because we're in the greatest state. And in fact, I grew up with a little bit of disdain for the state just to our west, Idaho, because Jackson is fairly close to the state line. And now, in fact, my husband and I have ended up with a little piece of property over there where we live in the summer, and our western fence is the state line, and we are a little bit sensitive about that, and we have a big old Wyoming flag on our place because we really didn't think that growing up, didn't think that Idaho was a very good state.
When we talk about your mom and your relationship, the two of you, I almost get this sense at times you're intimidated by her. Were you?
Oh, absolutely. I did not ever think that I could fill her shoes. I mean, she was an immensely capable woman. Now, whether or not she was as confident as I thought, I don't know. You know, I don't know if she had her insecurities like all the rest of us. I suppose that she probably did, but that's not what I thought at the time. I really thought that she was somebody who did everything well, and I was somebody who did not do everything well.
Muffy Meade Farrow visiting with us. Its Head Came Off by Accident, a memoir she has written about her family and her relationship with her mother. Running for office, when your mom decided to run for governor, that seemed to be a big moment in your relationship.
Well, I was amazed that she was willing to take that on, in addition to everything else that she had on her plate. You know, and at the time we had a popular governor, Governor Sullivan, and so it wasn't something that was going to be easy. You know, it's not easy to defeat a popular incumbent governor, but that is not how she made her decision. She really believed that she had some ideas about how to run the state that would benefit the state, and that is why she ran for office. And I admired her more than ever when she did that because, you know, campaigning in Wyoming is not very easy. The voters are extremely independent-minded, as you know, and it's not like you can just go to the TV station and buy a whole bunch of airtime and, you know, reduce your campaign to a certain number of sound bites. You cannot do that. You have to drive from one small town to another, from one high school gymnasium to another, trailer parks, libraries, neighborhoods, and that's how you get elected. So the work that's ahead of you when you decide to run for statewide office is not insignificant. Anything that just increased my admiration for her, and it was a tough loss, you know, and I saw her absorb that. And it wasn't long before she filed to run for office again, and I think it was the school board in Jackson. So she didn't stop her, you know, from wanting to implement her ideas and wanting to be involved in public policy.
She gave a lot of great advice throughout this book that you tell us about. Is it Don't Ever Have Chickens? That was the one maybe that struck me the most.
Well, now, as I said, we have a place on the other side of the Tetons in Alta, Wyoming, where we spend the summer, and I have several times come right up against that decision to have chickens because I think I would enjoy tending to chickens and that I would like to have the fresh eggs. But my mother told me when I was quite young, don't have chickens. And that was the end of it. And I never really understood why she said don't have chickens. I was able to ask her brother, my uncle, about it later, and he said, well, we grew up with chickens, and it was your mother's and my job to clean out the chicken coop. To tell you the truth, Bob, she wasn't one to give very much in the way of advice. Maybe that's why certain specific things like that stick out in my mind.
Very funny book and a very interesting book about a very famous Wyoming family. Its head came off by accident. Muffy Mead Farrell, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Open Spaces.
So enjoyed it. Thank you, Bob.